This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate may vote on a bipartisan infrastructure deal this week after spending the weekend at the Capitol to finalize the bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
With August recess looming, senators are working to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The Senate was in session this weekend hoping to begin debate, but instead spent most of the time waiting on the 2,702-page bill. It includes $110 billion for roads and bridges, $55 billion for water infrastructure, and billions for broadband, wildfire management, and more. The Senate is expected to debate amendments and the bill in the coming days. The Senate Majority Leader is aiming for a vote this week. The House is left for recess, but Democratic leaders there said members were warned that they might be called back. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Supporters of two conservative tax initiatives are planning to turn in petition signatures today. CPR's Betta Berkland has more.
Colorado Rising State Action is behind the effort. One proposal would cut property taxes for residential and commercial real estate. But even if approved, the proposal won't have as much of a budget impact because state lawmakers passed a bill to blunt its possible effect. Another proposal aims to curb the executive branch's authority to spend state money, leaving it solely in the hands of state lawmakers. Colorado law requires ballot initiatives in odd years to be budget-related questions. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Heavy rains and flash floods could be a problem again today for parts of Colorado that were burned in last year's wildfires. State officials are watching areas near the Grizzly Creek, East Troublesome, and Pine Gulch fires. They say those spots are under high threat of flooding. There are National Weather Service flash flood watches in effect around Vail and Gunnison. This is CPR News.